Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 96 for July 3rd, 2006. SanDisk Sansa. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a brand new month and a brand new week and a brand new Daily GizWiz.
And how you doing?
We can do the operetta version.
The opera is Gilbert and Sullivan.
He is the very model of the modern
GizWiz. The Daily GizWiz.
I like it. We should sometime actually write one of these.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a very good idea. I think we should write single word.
Every word. We'll plan it out and we'll do an operetta.
Right. I cannot find this guy's email, but the gist of the email was, about how long do you and Leo spend rehearsing?
Let's see. How long did we rehearse this
episode?
Let's
see. We rehearse usually for 2 minutes. You get on and you go, Dick, turn that mic up. Dick, I can't
hear you.
Okay, Dick, let's go. Okay, you ready? Let's do 10.
Go. Go.
Go.
And that is a little inside secret, is that we don't do them every single day because Dick and I both have a life. So we record a few at a time. Usually we record 10 at a time. So that's a little secret. So could we rehearse 10 podcasts? Yes, if we spent a week preparing.
And what would be the point?
It wouldn't sound good.
No. And it wouldn't be any better than these.
No. We did it on one occasion, in effect rehearse, because I lost 10 of them. And we had to redo them. And they weren't any better the second time around, I don't think. Do you think they were?
Well, you did call me DiBartolo and not DiBartolo.
DiBartolo. So
that was worth doing, just for that. Yeah. And now, my dear close friend.
Yes.
We've been friends for years now.
Ever since
the Screensavers.
Yes.
He's come up to do Call for Help.
It's been five
Ladies
or six years.
Ladies and gentlemen,
years.
Dick DiBartolo.
Yes, I don't know his name, but I do know him. Dick, what's his name?
Right. No.
So what is our... another point we want to make is that tomorrow is the 4th of July. So we're going to make tomorrow be a little different. We're going to go to the warehouse tomorrow.
Yes, because I have a very apropos... back to the warehouse gizmo
and
tomorrow.
Friday is our
100th podcast.
So we're going to have a little celebration.
We're going to have a little celebration, and I have a little surprise for you. I'm doing, Leo, is I'm doing a little of what I learned from Regis and Kathy Lee, is that, you know, I think I told you once I was there at 10 to 9, and Kathy Lee wasn't there yet, and I said to someone, is Regis freaking out? And he says, this person said, no, because they prefer not to talk to each other, except on air.
Interesting. So that, they save it.
They save it, exactly. Yeah. Why talk about what you did last night
when you're going to do it on the show?
Room, just do it on the show.
Right. So I think that's still the case. I'm trying to, you know, I never see Regis downstairs. I'll see Kelly getting ready. I don't think they confer beforehand. I mean, just before the show starts, they're off stage, they're backstage, and it's really adorable. I mean, they're very sweet with each other. I mean, she'll brush off his lapels and straighten his tie and stuff. But I don't think I think it's the same procedure. They don't prepare ahead of time, which I think
and
is
that,
fine.
And that's the way we like to do that, to keep this fresh.
And by the way, your tie, just let me just straighten that.
I know. Right. Oh, that's good. And let me dust off your lapel.
Thank you.
So there's two lies right there. I don't own a tie. He doesn't have anything. He has nothing with a lapel.
You don't own a tie? You have no ties?
I have ties. I loathe wearing ties. Until they came out with the Mad ties, which only were in stores for 1 year, but they are really beautiful. It's Alfred playing football, in all different
poses. So you have one of each of those?
I have one of each of those.
Do you ever wear them?
No, because I don't have a shirt.
Well, there you go. It's kind of, you know, not the best looking thing just to wear a tie without a shirt.
I would. If I had to, I would.
Do you want
to
get the phone there? I mean.
No, you know what? It's my fax machine. And I have no way to shut it off.
So this is all by way of proving to that guy
Rehearse? Are you kidding?
This is probably that guy calling, saying, am I interrupting your rehearsal?
Would you please rehearse?
All right.
What's our gadget for today?
Okay. Our gadget for the day is one of, actually, it's the newest of the SanDisk players, the Sensor line, and the newest line is the E200 series, and these are really neat. They do audio, video. They have a little 1.8-inch screen. The dimensions are very similar to the Nano, except it's a tiny bit fatter.
And the Nano doesn't play video, so that's
that's
plus.
Right. The Nano does not play video.
Yeah.
And also, this has a rechargeable lithium-ion battery that can be user-replaced. Slideshow function. You have to use their software, but you can put video into the E200. It has a little micro SD card expansion slot, which a lot of the phones use. So if you have your music on one of those little cards for your phone, you can also play it in this little SanDisk guy. And, Leo, the 6 GB version, which is the newest, suggested retail is $280.
Wow, for 6 GB. Wow.
6 GB.
I have to say, I feel sorry for all these companies who are trying to make iPod killers. Because they make really good products. These are great products. And in any other, world, they'd be very successful. But the iPod just has such a lock.
It does.
You feel bad for them because, it's just going to be tough.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that's why I think that they load them with features.
That's right.
And sort of one of the reasons I want to do this podcast is to just tell people
there are
what
other
is
choices.
Out there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a built-in FM tuner.
I mean, this is everything.
You can set the presets. You can hit record if you hear music on the FM. Music that you like, so you can instantly record it.
It's nice. It's metal too, isn't it? It's not
the back. The front of it, I believe, is
plastic. But it has
is plastic.
It looks like it has a scroll wheel. Is that actually a wheel, or how does it control?
It's. Well, let me just get it. I have it right here. You think that you push on the wheel, but actually, are you looking at it on the monitor?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture
of it.
The
buttons are on the outside.
I see.
Of it.
So the wheel doesn't do anything. Okay.
The wheel actually runs the menu.
I see.
So as you and the wheel lights up a beautiful blue as you're turning it.
Another reason to love it.
That's right. You scroll and bring up the various menus. It has a built-in microphone so that you can record voice.
Wow.
Video player, music. I'm just running through
you
the
even
icons.
Could put it, I see you can put a micro SD card in it, too.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You can actually add another 6 GB or whatever, I guess 1 GB.
I think the micro cards, I think they're up to 2 GB.
2 gigs. So you can actually add more memory to it, or even use that to put transfer data over, which is kind of
exactly. Yeah. Or as I said, if your phone takes that card and you have music on, you can move it from one device to the other device. Yeah it's really very handsome and very reasonably priced.
I like SanDisk as a company. I like them.
SanDisk has done amazing. I mean, they started out, all they made was memory cards.
Right.
And then they started the MP line, and they are very innovative. And also, Leo, that SanDisk card that I showed last year on Call for Help, where you bend the card, the memory card in half, and it becomes
a USB key. Yeah.
Its own USB key.
Yeah.
It's right.
Do they still make
that? You took my 2 GB card that wasn't that way and broke it in half?
Yeah.
And you go, Dick, don't show me. I'll show everybody how this works. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. You just, is this the wrong card?
Whoopsie.
And yet we remain friends.
Yes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, I have a compliment that didn't come from you, but via an email I got from a person who ran into you and said they loved the Daily Gizwiz, and you said, you want to know something? I love recording
oh, yeah.
the the Daily Gizwiz.
It's absolutely true. I'll say this to you, to your face. I love Daily... What is it I'm supposed to say? I love recording the Daily Gizwiz. No, I do, right. Actually. In fact, I have a soft spot in my heart for this podcast. I really want it to do well because it's so much fun. And I just
it's
the kind of thing that anybody can listen to, even if you're not a techie, which all my other podcasts are aimed at techies.
Right. And the other funny thing is, Leah, a couple of weeks ago, I said that out of 1,000 emails, I got only one that said, "Less chat, more gadgets."
Yeah.
And I got 50 emails saying, "Pay no attention to that, man.
Chat
all you want. Forget the gadgets. You guys just..."
It's a little of it, a gadget. It's a little bit of chatting. It's both. It's not one or the other.
It's two in one.
Yeah.
And it makes its own gravy. That's our new sub.
By the way, yes. From now on, it makes its own gravy.
Own gravy.
Yeah. We decided that's our new slogan.
Right. And it just fits perfectly,
it
doesn't
does.
It? It just says it all. What is your podcast about? We don't know, but it makes its own gravy. Wow.
I've got to rush to the trademark office because I know somebody else is going to steal it. The Daily Gizwiz, it makes its own gravy.
That's right.
Yeah, I like it. Just add water.
Add water. Okay.
So the Sansa, S-A-N-S-A from SanDisk. I think this whole... The whole line is great, but this is
the whole line. It's the E200 line,
okay,
with 2 gigabytes, 4 gigabytes, and 6 gigabytes.
I think this is a boy. If you're not going to get an iPod, and for solid state, I think that there are many other good choices. Apple is not quite so dominant in the solid state area, and that's what this is. And it's a very good choice. Now, tomorrow, a visit to the Gadget Warehouse. Remember,
right, because we're working. It's the 4th of July. Everybody's probably lounging,
right,
but not us. Not us.
The echo chamber right now, because it's got to be ready for when we do this.
Okay.
Ah. Okay.
Now, the friends at T-Mobile, are they working today?
Oh,
well, it's the day before.
They are, of course. The stores are open. And if you want a job, this is a great job. You know, it's more than a job. It's a career. Retail careers at T-Mobile. A chance for you to start at any level, including entry level, but work your way up. If you like phones and gadgets, you like people, and you like making a good living because the commission structure is fantastic, visit them online, T-Mobile.com/jobs, our great sponsor, Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And we celebrate our nation's birthday tomorrow with a special edition of the Daily Gizwiz. So we hope you'll stop by. And a brand new contest, too, today. What the heck is it? Contest, gizwizbiz.com. Anything you'd like to tell us about the... Well, can we talk about last week? I'll tell you what.
Oh, yes.
Let's save that for later in the week because we're running out of time.
Okay, we will.
Here.
We will.
Because I'm dying to know what that candy corn thing is. It looked like it looked like a putter without the stick. I couldn't quite figure out what
it is. Well, yeah. But last week, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll save that. That's what we call in the business a tease.
A tease.
And just remember, it makes its own gravy. Thank you, Dick. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks. I'll be here.